Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. what an honor it has been for me, Cool Mike, to be able to fill in for Dr. C. Robert Jones in this True Conservative Radio show. I felt compelled in many ways to do another show. The response from yesterday's Unpatriot Act has been great, but, you know, with today being Easter Sunday and definitely my last show, I really wanted to kind of go out and find style and grace. It's one thing to complain about politics and to give them hell like Harry Truman, but I wanted to give something back and to say thank you, not just to you, all the listeners, because I know our numbers have been outstanding, but more important, to give thanks to Jesus Christ, who 211 years ago was crowned king, and 211 years later still reigns supreme. These are songs. My favorite Easter song is Jesus Christ Has Risen Today, or Christ the King Has Risen Today. The title doesn't matter. It is the words. And with that being said, I wanted to just really dedicate a whole show to basically this day, and not only to thank Dr. Jones for allowing me to fill in at just a really a time of need for me, but I think it's really helped give me some direction over the last 2 weeks on just what to do with Blog Talk and my future. But anyway, as we begin, there's no better way to be, as yesterday's show, no better way to begin with our declaration. I think this is a great way to begin a tribute to this show and my final farewell.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's a king of Israel. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy, and his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him to you. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.
Amen.
Sorry, that was a little scratchy, but best you can do. Continuing on.
Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Greet someone near you. Touch them. Bless them. The day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you.
Well. Alrighty. Sorry, that's a little scratchy. Those are some, that's some Easter music, and I'm playing it the best that I can. One of the really cool, one of the really fun things about Blog Talk Radio is there are so many different topics on here, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, if you want to talk about cooking, we have cooking topics. We have religion, of course, politics and sports, just an endless amount of fun things we can do. And in a final farewell, you wonder, what kind of music are you going to play? What do you, you know, what kind of music to play? Will people like the music? I mean, just all kinds of... just all kinds of questions you wonder. And the great thing about Easter is it's just, it's all about Christ. It's very little about me, a little about you, and mostly about we the people. So, I mean, it's just a great time. So, as we continue on with the music, I hope you'll enjoy it. And give thanks in our reflection, because we are truly not only the greatest country, but we have the greatest king. And I mean that for the whole country.
Thank you.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.
Amen.